Welcome to the call, Become the Number One Notary in Your Area. Learn the secrets that you need to know to separate yourself from your competition.
What we're going to be talking about on this call is I'm going to give you a little bit of my background information. I'm going to also give you a little bit information about the coaching that I've done in the past and what I want to do moving forward. We're going to talk about how to get started working with escrow companies and also three simple steps to market yourself and your business. Now, if any of you might think that I'm planning on selling you something, don't worry, I won't let you down. Seriously, though, I want to sell you on the idea to take a fresh look at your business. And I'm selling you on the idea that there may be things that you can do in addition to what you're currently doing to improve your business. And I want to sell you on the idea that mindset, belief, and taking action can not only change your business,
but also your personal life.
Now, I've been a notary public myself since 2003. I started my signing service in 2004. And there are some people on the call that I've worked with for the longest time, shortly ever since I started the business. Now, prior to that, I did mortgages, so I had loan experience. And since I was working with a broker, it was very easy for me to get into the business, so to speak, because I already had my leads. Earlier this year, I decided that I also wanted to coach more people and help more people on a professional basis. And I've seen how coaching can really help people achieve what they want faster and more efficient. Basically, as far as I'm concerned, I've been meaning to help more people than I've done in the past. I've trained notaries on a one-on-one basis and guided them and helped them along. And for the longest time, I've been meaning to actually put something like this together. And I have a coach ever since the beginning of this year, and so with the help of my coach, I finally actually made it happen, and that's why you guys are on this call. And so coaches can help you in various aspects of your life, or that's personal life, business life, and so on. Now, before I get into the actual nuts and bolts about this particular call, I want you to think about one question. Who of you on this call is in sales? Who thinks they're actually in sales? Well, we all are in sales, whether we are notary public, whether we are traditional sales people, a wife, a mother, a daughter, husband, son, or a friend. We are all in sales, and we're always attempting to sell our family, our friends, and our ideas. And as long as we tell ourselves that we don't like sales or that we are not good enough for it, we will not succeed because we want to prove ourselves correct. So the first step is actually for us to start selling ourselves on the idea that we like sales and that we are good at it. What I actually heard some time ago was, if you believe in your product and your service, you have the moral obligation to sell it. In this case, your product is yourself and the service is you being the notary. And we all know that there are so many different notaries out there. And so we know there are good notaries out there. We know there are bad notaries out there, not so good notaries out there. And think about what we can do when we go to the escrow companies, when we go to the lenders and all the people we're working with. We help them work with the best, meaning us, and prevent them from working with mediocre notaries. And as far as also some people don't necessarily like the word sales, so you can substitute the word sales with the word influence, because we want to influence people to the effect that they start working with us, that they keep calling us and all those things. The challenges that a lot of people voiced were getting started in the business, staying busy in slower times, pricing, marketing, finding escrow companies and getting in the door with those companies, and also other areas of income. What else can I do to be as a notary to earn income? Now, the first one, getting started as a loan signing agent, is you have to be a notary public first and foremost. And then you can do other things that help you set you aside or set you apart from your competition. You can get a background check. You can get certifications as a loan signing agent. Certifications will make you stand out, because consider, when people look at you on the internet, for instance, or find you through other sources, they have nothing to go by except for what's shown, and then credentials add a peace of mind for them. How can you get certified as a loan signing agent? the National Notary Association is issuing certifications. And then also there's another company out there that I really like is notary2pro.com. That's run by Carol Ray. She is a retired escrow manager from California. And many companies actually put you on the top of their list if you have their certification. And that is N-O-T-A-R-Y, the number 2PRO.com. Another thing is insurance requirements vary vastly between escrow companies and between lenders. Some lenders require $500,000 or even $1 million errors and omission insurance. Actually, at that level, it's considered professional liability insurance and not so much called E&O anymore. And if you don't have those insurances, you're going to lose out on some of the signings that you might be getting otherwise. Another thing is decent office equipment, internet, maybe a scanner, fax machine. I can actually not stress enough the importance of having a dual-tray printer. Nowadays, they're so affordable. We run 4 brother printers in our office, and we add a second tray to them, and they're really, really, really inexpensive. You might want to think about a website. Now, when people pick websites, they pick a name that they like. The question is, are people searching for their name? Think about what people are searching for. If you're a notary in Beverly Hills, you might call yourself BeverlyHillsNotaryService.com. If you're in Manhattan, New York, you might find a website called ManhattanMobileNotary.com. So think about what people are searching for, what they actually enter in the search engines, and then put those keywords into your domain name. Because nobody searches for your name if they don't know your name. As far as fax machines are concerned, nowadays it's very easy to work with like eFax or MyFax, so you don't have to have a dedicated fax line available. You can just get a fax line online, fax number online, and then the faxes will be showing up directly in your email, and then you can print them from your email and also forward them to other locations. And if you, that way you don't need to keep your fax machine on the whole time. As far as the mailing address is concerned, think about safety and think about whether you want to have, when you advertise yourself and your business, think about if you want to have your personal residence address visible online for everybody to see. You might want to think about getting a P.O. box, or you might be thinking about going to the UPS store or some other postal store. You can publicize that address when it's close by, and it's probably very close by still to where you live. And then when people look for you by zip code, they see your address. Business cards is another thing, have all the pertinent information on there. Have a slogan, such maybe last minute okay, or anywhere, anytime, but only if you actually mean it, the anywhere, anytime. Now, all this might be seeming a little bit overwhelming to everybody, getting a website, getting this, getting that, and there are so many places available online where you can find help, where you can find virtual assistants, where you can find help with web design and some other things. Some of the websites that I've used are elance.com, odesk.com, guru.com, or fiverr.com. That's fiverr.com. And I'm not associated with any of these, so don't worry about me getting a kickback or something like that from these websites. It's just that there are a lot of independent contractors who are willing to do something, whether it's writing copy for you or helping you. You might even be able to find a personal assistant who can answer the phone for you while you're out in the field. Now, working with escrow companies and signing services, how do you find escrow companies and signing services? There's so many out there, and there are escrow companies all over the country and signing services around the country. And you're not really limited to just go to the escrow companies that are in your neighborhood. Of course, those are easy to work with because you can just go to the office, you can pick up the documents, you can hand deliver the documents. And with the signing services that are scattered around the country, you can find a signing service that's cross-country for you. If you live in Florida, find signing services in California and vice versa. And same with escrow companies. There are quite a few out there, and the more you put your name out, the more you register with escrow companies, the higher the probability that somebody will be calling you. And then every so often you may have to follow up with them. The question is also, how much business do they have in your area? So search online for escrow companies all around the country. Some notary directories also have signing services listed. And I always suggest be very mindful about negative comments by others, whether it's escrow companies or signing services. So many times, I mean, we've always had great experiences with airlines, and we probably have also had bad experiences with airlines. I've had great experience on every single airline I've flown with, and I've had bad experiences with them. And sometimes the bad experience stands out, and people are really want to, like, give it to them and put a negative comment down, preventing you maybe from signing up with them and also preventing you from earning business with them. As far as the escrow companies that are in your neighborhood, go there and talk to the receptionist. You can ask for the office manager, the escrow manager, and introduce yourself and tell them that you're available for signings. When they're busy, just leave a card, maybe get one of their cards, and follow up with them a day or so later. And just say, hey, I stopped by, missed you, and wanted to see if you have any signings available. How can I help you? The way I always approach it is very non-confrontational. We all know that escrow companies pretty much have their notaries already, and so we might be thinking, why do they need me? And I always go in, and when I go and I say, hey, I know you've got your list of notaries already. Just in case when everybody is busy and you need something done really, really quick, call me. I'm more than happy to help. So it's also non-confrontational for them, and that you're not there to steal business from sometimes their friends or something like that. Signing services, again, can be found online through various websites, discussion boards. Call them what their sign-up requirement is, what their normal pay is. And some of the questions might actually be answered in the sign-up package. Sometimes they, too, might require a minimum insurance. You might have to submit your credentials and submit what you have done in the past. Now, as far as working with everybody, whether it's a signing service, whether it's the escrow company or the clients, the attitude and positive mindset is key. Keep in mind, and sometimes it gets overlooked, we're all playing on the same team. The lender, the loan broker, the escrow company, title, borrower, signing services, the notary. Yet sometimes, and also same as in families, sometimes it seems like we're playing on opposite teams. And I always recommend be friendly to whoever calls you and keep your baggage and bad attitude to yourself if you want to build a thriving and repeat business. Because when the phone rings, you never know who's on the other line. You never know if it's somebody who would potentially be sending you tons of business in the future. And then just answering the phone wrong, so to speak, one time might prevent you from benefiting from future business. So be non-confrontational. Don't argue. You just won't win. You can be right, or you can be rich or happy. So if an escrow company or the lender needs something redone, they need it redone. If they say that a doc is missing, it was either missed or it got lost. But either way, it needs to be redone. So then we need to have the getting it done attitude instead of finger-pointing attitude. And whatever you ask to do, whether it's resigning additional documents, it's not done to spite you. It's just that it needs to be done to close the deal. It may have been overlooked before or unforeseen issues arose and needed to be readdressed. So think about also that don't bite the hand that feeds you. We as notaries can be easily replaced. And if escrow asks me to jump, I just ask them how high. And I don't mean to imply that all of this, of course, has to be done within legal reasons. So I'm not asking you to cut any legal corners, and that's pretty much self-understood. You also, when you go after escrow companies or other signing services, make sure you're not directly competing with the people who you are currently working with. So I'm not saying that you should be approaching escrow companies that signing services are sending you business for right now. As far as the do's and don'ts, do what you're being asked to do, whether you understand it or not. Well, I mean, you have to understand the procedure, but not necessarily why it needs to be done. I don't understand why certain things need to be done a certain way, but I'll do them anyways when I'm asked to do them. And later on, I might ask, hey, so why did we do it this way? Why did we do it that way? Just to get an idea so next time I know what to do in certain situations. Also, confirm emails when they are received and reply in a timely manner. Also, the same with phone calls. Even when I'm in a signing, I always answer my phone. I know some notaries don't, because I never know if the phone call might be pertaining to this particular signing I'm in. And I don't want to leave the signing and then realize, oh, I got a missed phone call pertaining to this specific signing that I should have taken while I was there. And so if the phone call is not specific to the signing that I'm in at that time, then I'm just going to keep it very short and might say, hey, I'll call you back in 10 minutes. I'm done shortly, and can we talk then? Another thing as far as attitude is concerned is don't complain about a signing at 5 p.m. downtown because of traffic or price of parking or something like that. If you decline it and say, no, I can't do it, but call me next time, well, most likely the notary who is doing this signing will be doing the next signing. And I've had it a few times when I call notaries in different areas and ask them, hey, can you do a signing at 5 p.m. downtown? Oh, it's a little far and traffic is going to be terrible and all those things. But no, thank you, call me next time. No, I'll call the notary next time who's doing this signing. And not taking a signing like this can potentially, if it's a first call from a company, can potentially cost you tens of thousands of dollars over the years if you think about how much you're earning from the individual escrow companies or signing services. Also, it is important to confirm appointments and the signing location with the borrower specifically, and then keep escrow up to date. Also, if you can't reach the borrower, notify the escrow company. They might have better phone numbers for you. The reason why confirming the appointment and location is so important is sometimes appointments are set through different parties and then conveyed to other parties until we finally get the location. And in the meantime, the borrower might have changed his or her mind, or he or she is still at work or not at work anymore, or is doing something else, and it might be non-owner occupied and nobody was really paying too close attention as to where the borrower is going to be physically located. So you drive to one location and then the borrower is not there. And it has happened to me even after confirming an appointment. The borrower wasn't there when I got there. Oh, I thought we were meeting somewhere else. So it's always important to confirm the appointment and the location to reduce the probability of that happening to you. Now, as far as pricing is concerned, everybody has different ideas about pricing, and all of us in the business for quite some time that the pricing today is not what it used to be anymore. Overall, signing services will pay less than escrow companies, and that can make up for volume. Then some files may cancel. Some might have redraws. Some might require a second trip due to no fault of your own. And for some of these additional trips, you will get paid, sometimes maybe not the full amount. Sometimes maybe you just have to take one for the team. And it's just a matter of if you have the employee attitude and say, no, I need to get paid X amount of dollars for everything I do, then sooner than later, the phone might stop ringing in the first place, especially if you are in an urban area where the notaries are a dime a dozen, so to speak. If you're in the rural area and are the only one in town, then you might be able to stretch it a little bit more and get away with more than other notaries might be able to. And if you have to take one for the team, so to speak, and do a freebie or reduce your fees, guess what? Escrow is doing it all day long. Signs are doing it all day long. It's just part of doing, it's part of the cost of doing business. Keep in mind that the escrow companies also have extra work all the time when things need to be redone, and they cannot increase their fees either. Generally speaking, I've seen pricing between $50 and probably $225, $250. On average, I see around between $70 and $150. And the signing services would be at the low end, escrow on the medium and higher end. And then what about calls from private parties? Well, then think about what's your time worth. In California specifically, and I'm not talking about any other states as far as the amounts are concerned, in California specifically, we can charge $10 for each signature notarized, yet the travel fee is not regulated. It just needs to be agreed upon by both parties. And as long as the other party is willing for what you charge as a travel fee, that's totally perfectly fine. In the old days, years ago, when I was really, really busy, I charged as much as $100 for one signature, which was then $10 for notarization and $90 for travel. I was just so busy that I was able to do it. And nowadays, I wouldn't do anything for that amount anymore because everybody would hang up and would go with somebody else. So guess what? I'd sometimes do signings for $50 where I have to drive to, one, two, three documents. Depends on the location. And as far as pricing is, we are all doing something that we probably didn't do in the past. I've seen pricing discussions online, and I have split about those discussions. Sometimes people say, oh, don't take those low prices, and we should all stick together and not accept those. The thing is that we all, including the signing services, the escrow companies, we would all like to pay the notaries more. It's just that pricing starts at the very top and trickles down to, at the very end, the notary. And so the margins are very, very, very slim sometimes. And some of you who work with escrow companies directly might actually see and realize that even escrow companies, for the escrow fees, don't charge anymore what they used to charge, and many times the notary fee comes right out of the escrow fee. And that wasn't like that in the past. So think about when you look at these discussions and when you set your own pricing that you need to pay your bills, you need to do what you need to do because nobody else, all the people who engage in the discussions online, they will not help you pay the bills if you run out of that money because you stick to a certain price. And the other thing is when you take a low price assignment, you never really know what may come out of it. You might be getting another connection because of it. You might be getting a referral because of that, especially if it's a brand new company that is calling you. So I suggest, and that's how I built my business, I never said no. As far as my time is concerned, I never turned down an appointment because I had a prior engagement for dinner or family or something like that. And yes, it is sometimes hard on the family and friends, yet it, for as far as I was concerned, it was necessary for me to do that in order to build my business. Because my friends weren't helping me paying the bills, and instead of paying money for dinner, I'd rather earn money. But that's just me. If your family and children and other commitments, that's a different story. And just be mindful about how you decline jobs if you have to decline jobs. Okay? As far as the overall work as a notary, teamwork is the most important thing. Getting the job done by legal means, of course, is our top priority. And what I said earlier, don't argue and be courteous. Now, to reduce your risk of kind of like being faulted for missing documents, I would suggest when you return the documents via overnight carrier, FedEx, UPS, or any other carrier that you might have in your area, personally, I always avoid Dropboxes. In certain areas, the only thing you might have is a Dropbox in a very rural area. But I'd rather go to a counter location and get a receipt. That way, if a document package does get lost, I can say, hey, I dropped it off. Here's my receipt. I don't know what happened afterwards. Especially if you have to go out a second time to re-sign the package and you would like to get paid for it. It's so much easier if you can pretty much show proof that you transferred the package to the overnight carrier. Whether you work with the clients or the escrow companies, professional conduct and appearance is very important. So dress professional and conduct yourself in a professional manner. Also think about what you say, to whom you say it, and who can hear you say certain things. So when you're speaking to, let's say, the escrow company or the loan officer in front of the client, be nice. Even though you might know what happened and there was a typo on the documents or some other mistakes on the documents, and you might know what has happened and who did drop the ball, don't show it in front of the client. Very, very, very important. And we all probably have been in situations where when we talk to a client, it seems like they don't understand what we're talking about, or we are like not talking with each other. We are speaking like next to each other, so to speak. And that might come if you think about that we all have a different personality type. And what I've done is I've identified a way how to identify other people's personality type, and that way I can speak and communicate in their language that they understand. And I'll mention that in a second. I've received so much additional training that's absolutely powerful in my current business. And again, think about it, the client is always right. Accommodate requests as long as they're reasonable and help them resolve problems. Now, we as a notaries are normally the only person they ever get to see live and in person. Most everything else is done over the phone. So we will pretty much hear everything that they have to say, pretty much the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I'm sure all of us are nodding our heads right now because we've always been all in the same situation. And then sometimes when a borrower needs more time to sign loan documents, you might be running late to another appointment. So keep that in mind as far as scheduling is concerned. Think about that you might have other commitments. You might have to pick somebody up from school at a certain time. You might have to go somewhere to do certain specific things. So when things need to be rescheduled, be very mindful about it, especially in like cities like Los Angeles. Be very mindful about the traffic. Sometimes traffic is just horrendous. When you, I think I mentioned that earlier, be very, very nice. The thing is, when you work with signing services, the signing service and you probably have a great connection. Sometimes the escrow company might be calling you directly, and you really don't have that same personal connection that you have with the people from the signing service. And so be nice with them and react friendly. And that can go a long, long, long way because they might say to us, hey, I really like this notary. Let's use him again sometime. And on very top of everything, operate with the highest honesty and integrity. Think about sometimes you might be asked to do something that you shouldn't be doing because somebody dropped the ball somewhere along the lines, and I do not jeopardize my livelihood because somebody else didn't do what they were supposed to be doing in the first place. Now, the three simple steps to market yourself and your business, that's the most exciting thing. I hope everybody has a pen and paper handy. There's so many places online that you can advertise yourself pretty much for free. There's Google Places. There's Yahoo Local. Those are places where you can put your business and register your business, and when people search for the business, if they're looking for that particular business in that area, you'll come up very high on the searches, and you don't have to pay for it. Then there are notary databases, signingagent.com, notaryrotary.com, 123notary.com. And I've seen discussions online that people say, well, I pay for these services and I've gotten anything back from them. Well, depending on how their website is set up, the backlinks that are generated from those signing services, from those notary directories, might actually help increase your organic ranking within the search engines. And as far as I'm concerned, it's just a cost of doing business. With advertising is we have to do it, and we don't really know which particular advertising works specifically. Then think about escrow companies, signing services. Real estate offices are a great way to get in through the back door. I know that pretty much every real estate office most likely has a notary, yet that notary might not be there all the time, and that notary might not travel. So go to the real estate office and say the same thing. Hey, I'm sure you have a notary. If that notary is not available, you need a mobile notary. Feel free to give me a call. Same with the postal stores, UPS store, mailboxes, etc., or the independent postal stores. They have a notary on staff, yet that notary most likely doesn't travel. You can do that with local banks, especially the ones that are right in your neighborhood. Utilize Facebook, LinkedIn, Google. Now, other things that you can do as far as being a notary, where you can go out and utilize your notary commission and earn additional business. For instance, auto title loans. They're very popular right now because people are running out of money. They are getting money and put a lien on their car, and many companies need notaries for that. And then aside from that, if you're looking for other incomes, other streams of income, if you have your insurance license, you can offer insurance. You might be able to do home inspections, maybe a process server, or work as a bird dog. And I don't know if everybody knows what a bird dog is. A bird dog is pretty much somebody who finds real estate property for investors, for rehabbers. And we're actually looking for bird dogs ourselves. So if you're interested or if you know anybody who might be wanting to work as a bird dog and earn extra money, let us know. The advanced sessions that I mentioned earlier that are starting later and that are going to be made available online is a 3-session tailor class, and it also includes 2 bonus sessions. And some of you may have already signed up for it. And those 3 sessions are pretty much about how to create a professional look for your notary business, for repeat business. Second one is about a marketing blizzard. I'm going even into more and other ways of how to create more business as a notary. I'm going to be talking about other markets that you can promote yourself to, other industries who need mobile notaries. And then the third call is tips and tricks for smooth signing from start to finish, from pretty much taking the assignment to all the way to the end to getting paid, from setting the appointment to checking the documents, kind of like cross-checking or not cross-checking, pre-checking the documents, check for any typos, things what to look out for. It makes your life and escrow's life so much easier, and escrow will thank you for it. Now, for those classes, you can sign up online by going back to your confirmation email for this class, or you can call the office at 310-566-7383. And if you have any other questions, how coaching can benefit you either in your business life or have questions about web design, you can email us at info@arellicoaching.com. Or also call the office. That's info@arellicoaching.com. And the website also is arellicoaching.com, which contains some free information. Now I'll be adding more to it. I'll also be adding an energy leadership index assessment to it. And that shows you on what primary level of energy you're resonating, whether it's positive energy, negative energy, how you react under stress and things like that. I'll also be adding a personality-based sales program that shows how you can increase and crack the code to increase your sales by 300%. That's pretty much identifying somebody's personality code to connect fast and easier with them and deliver powerful presentations, pretty much using the right scripting, their language.